who neglect these duties. Is this something that the Lord is doing?
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Know that you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places. Amen. Good morning. Welcome again to Hidden Places. I am Karen Hubbard, your host, and I'm here with two of my co-hosts, Deanne Diaz.
Good morning, everyone.
And Annette Maldonado.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was going to blame it on you.
I was about to say.
And so welcome, ladies. And we also have a guest in the studio this morning, Amy Thompson.
Good morning.
So, good morning, Amy. And we're happy to have you here. So I just we'll be getting to you in just a second. I just wanted to make mention of we're having fundraising for the next 2 weeks so that we will not have a live program. But we could, if we raise all the funds in our fundraiser, then we automatically will go back to regular programming. So hint, hint, get your donations in and help us to reach our goal as we as we begin that fundraiser. We set aside that 2 weeks out of the year to raise the funds for the next 6 months of operation. So I just encourage you, if you haven't given before and the Lord has really blessed you through this station, then I just encourage you to give and show your support, and that, you know, you agree with the ministry of WCNO, where we are preaching the good news of Jesus Christ 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 35 years now. We'll be having our 35th birthday.
Wow.
Wow. April 9th.
Awesome.
So,
amen.
And also, so for 2 weeks, maybe Friday, even the second week, what is that, the 11th? April 11th.
So, well, next week will be the 4th, right?
Correct, and yeah. Mm-hmm. So the second week, you know, we have finished up early a couple of times here and there. So as soon as we do, bam, right back to programming. So if we do it before 10:59 a.m. on the 11th, we'll be back. But otherwise, you know, we'll see you the week after that. So this morning, I follow someone named Larry Sparks. Larry is he an editor?
Publisher
mm-hmm. at Destiny Image. Mm-hmm. I follow him. He's a real revivalist, and he follows all the old moves of God, and, you know, just really has an extensive collection of books and writings and stuff that he follows. But this morning I got the email from him, and he said, "I've learned that the Holy Spirit doesn't wait for our convenience. He speaks on his schedule, and it's up to us to stay spiritually tuned in. His encouragement to us is keep your ears open, live with expectation, because when he speaks, it changes everything." He said this week, while flying into Colorado Springs for ministry and media recordings, he sensed the Holy Spirit speak a word so weighty, so era-defining, that he knew it wasn't just for him, it was for all of us. And this is what he heard. It's the era, E-R-A, the era of the supernatural.
Yes.
This is not hype. This is a holy invitation. Now, we know biblically that we've always lived in a supernatural era. Since Pentecost, the power of God has been available to every believer. But too often, the supernatural has been seen as fringe or optional, a side topic for the ultra-charismatic. But that's changing. There's a fresh and surprising hunger rising in unexpected places. From Rod Dreher's Living in Wonder to Lee Strobel's new book, Seeing the Supernatural. What's happening? A divine convergence. God is waking up his church to walk in his power again. But what does this mean for you? This is not just a headline or a prophetic buzzword. It's your call to action. You were born for this moment. And here's how you can step in. Get hungry. Don't read scripture like a spectator. When you see the power of God at work in the Bible, remember it's your inheritance. Ask the Lord to release his gifts through you. Get equipped. We have access to more solid, spirit-filled teaching than ever before. Feed your faith. Learn about the gifts. Build confidence in God's word and his power. Take bold risks. The miraculous is often just one step of courage away. Offer to pray for someone. Look for divine appointments. God's power flows through those who are willing to move with him. N.T. Wright calls us New Temple people. That's not just theology, it's your reality. The same spirit that filled the temple now lives in you. His glory, his presence, his power is already inside you, ready to be released. Friend, we are not waiting for a move of God. We are the move of God.
Amen.
Let's walk in it together.
Amen.
I just thought that was just an amazing word for this morning. And that kind of goes right in line with our guest and what she's doing. So Amy Thompson, she was here a week ago with us on Wednesday Live because they have an event that's going to be taking place down in Boca. So she's going to tell us a little bit about that. And she's a pastor. She's a revivalist. She's a lover and sold-out disciple of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
She's the mom of three world changers and author of the book, Fear Not, Unleash the Conqueror Within. So welcome, Amy, and it's a real honor to have you with us.
It's a blessing to be here and a privilege. Thank you for having me, Karen.
Amen. And, you know, after we had, you know, Jonathan had interviewed her during Wednesday Live, and after we were off the air, just the Lord just spoke to me to invite you onto the program to share with those, because maybe the people that listen on Wednesday Live may not listen to our program.
Right.
So we just... apparently the Lord wants to say something. So why don't you tell us about Hope Fest? Give us a little thumbnail of that.
Yeah, so Hope Fest Florida is a crusade-style evangelistic event that's being held at the Boca High football field on April 5th, starting at 4 p.m. All are welcome, whether you're a believer or not. Especially for those who are struggling with, you know, fear, anxiety, depression, hopelessness, despair, confusion, and oppression of every kind. Last year was our very first event, so this is our second annual event that we're having, and the Lord really responded. He had asked us to step into this, and this isn't, you know, my original design. This is actually in tandem with Hope Fest in California. There were several that happened at the same time, simultaneously last year, as we Worship the Lord with our event on March 23rd of last year. There were six different stadiums in Southern California, one in Oregon and two in Mexicali that were worshiping the Lord and giving Jesus glory and honor on the same day. And so the Lord really responded. Yes. The Lord had said, Amy, I'm pouring my spirit out. And we could see with Asbury, Lee College, Texas A&M, and others, you know, University of Florida, and now Ohio State University. The Lord is pouring his spirit out in America.
Yes.
And this is so glorious. It's such an exciting time. You know, the Lord was doing this in the early 90s here in our region. There was the Brownsville Revival. There was, you know, the Toronto Blessing. And so the Lord was doing something then, but we can see that he is sovereignly doing something now. And so I said, Lord, how do we step in and make ourselves available to you? How do we step in and make ourselves a Bethany, a place that you love to come and visit and live and present yourself? And he said, the secrets of the new are found in the old ways as well. So I started cracking open the Bible to Joel 1 and 2, where we see the Lord is saying to his people, rend your hearts and not your garments.
That's right.
With prayer, fasting, and weeping, consecrate yourselves. Consecrate yourselves. And Jesus says, go into your closet. Go into your room. Close the door. And this is what the Lord is calling for his bride, his remnant, for us to close the door and be with him, be alone with him, allow ourselves to be consecrated, set apart, holy for himself. He will fill us, and then we carry his presence in a greater, greater measure to impart his kingdom of heaven on the earth to the spheres around us that he's given us to influence. Maybe it's just the grocery store.
That's right.
Or maybe he's calling some of us wild ones that are ready to burn, just the same as many of the hearts are stirring in the remnant of the body of Christ. And he's saying, I want more. I want a larger space. I want a space that's open for believers and unbelievers to come in. And so the idea of a stadium, a football field, is where we're having this event at Boca Football Field, just off of Glades Road in Boca Raton, is an open field. And it's an easy access for people who are non-believers or who people, you know, have kind of turned away from the Lord because he hasn't become real to them. Well, last year, he made himself real. He made himself known. People were healed. There were miracles before the event even started. The Lord poured himself out sovereignly. People were set free.
Hallelujah.
I've never seen this before, and I'm a preacher's kid. I've grown up in churches, and I've never seen the Lord pour himself out in such a way that he himself is enforcing his kingdom of heaven without even, you know, us having to lay hands. Of course we go and minister, you know, as we join the Lord in what we see he's doing, and we join with what he's doing, and he does even more. And so, but he started, it was his will to enforce his kingdom on this earth, the same as Jesus did when he was walking the face of the earth. So that's what we anticipate on April 5th at 4 p.m., Boca Raton High School football field. The Lord is pouring himself out, and we are making space for him to do that. And he did it last year. He's going to do it again this year, even greater. And then many are going to be lit on fire to be carriers of his glory and disperse and dispense his glory and his outpouring in other regions.
Amen. And doesn't that sound like what Jesus wanted from the beginning?
Yes.
Just, just get filled with him and then go out and spill it out.
Pour it out.
Over the over the nations.
Amen.
Yeah, and I think you're right on with that. The 'cause maybe in past moves, we tried to kind of control it ourselves. Past moves of God. You know, Larry Sparks talks about different outpourings and stuff. And, you know, as soon as man tries to start controlling it or directing it, the Lord leaves.
Right.
You know, so this, I feel, as you were saying, that the Lord has, he's like, just stand by and watch, you know, and it's not our efforts that are going to bring it about. It's our yieldedness to him. And like you said, making that space for him to move. And that's what we need to be doing
right
in this hour.
And then not shutting him down, like you
That's
said.
That's right, yeah. Yes.
When he starts pouring himself out. Because when the Lord starts pouring himself out, you know what he saw in the 90s at the Toronto Blessing, that John and Carol Arnott with Dr. Randy Clark, they really decided to allow the Lord to move despite what people considered, oh, that's just emotional, oh, that's just flesh. And they decided really to just protect the Lord's space, mm-hmm. and allow him to move regardless of what it looked like. Of course, you know, we can micromanage the Lord, and then his spirit, mm-hmm. you know, does dispel. Was there flesh involved? Absolutely. But there was Holy Spirit as well. And that you can't manufacture. And when the Lord starts pouring himself out, who are we to start stepping in the way and criticizing and mm-hmm. judging? Far be it from me.
Amen.
Yeah, that, to me, it doesn't it make sense? Because, you know, I'm seeing online a lot of videos of people that are, you know, they're showing things that are manifesting in a meeting. Maybe people are laughing. Maybe they're crying. Maybe there's demons, you know, crying out. It, you know, so people are discouraging you from looking at that, saying it's of the devil. No, it's, you know, when Jesus cast out demons, they came out with a screech.
Right.
You know, they cried out, and the people writhed in pain, and
right.
you know, as those demons were being released from them, and laughter. People, you know, have yeah. criticized the laughter movement, but you know, laughter is in Scripture, yes. several different places. Yeah. Laughter is like medicine.
Yes,
and you know that after you have a good laugh, you know, the world is good and everything's fine again.
Yes. There's a great place. Yes.
But yeah, I mean, yeah. We just want to let the Lord do what he
yes,
wants.
Yes. One incredible, one of our speakers is Sean Smith, and the other is Kevin Vandermeiden, and both have extraordinary testimony. But I was at a Greater Things conference with Dr. Randy Clark in Global Awakening, and Sean Smith took the stage. Now, the conference had been going on for a couple of days, and the presence of the Lord was just increasing, you know, as he does in conferences where we really exalt Jesus. And Sean Smith took the stage, and he was just saying good morning. And a demon started manifesting on the fourth row.
Mm.
Because demons only manifest when they know their time is up.
That's right.
They have a body. They don't want to leave that body, because then
yes.
they have to go and search for another body
yes.
to dwell. So this demon started manifesting. I thought, Lord, I've never seen that kind of anointing. Mm-hmm. Later, I find out that he carries a really high anointing for deliverance. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that where just spontaneously and just kind of like a conversation that, you know, demons, you know, realize that their time is numbered and they expose themselves, they manifest because they know their time is up. And that lady was delivered. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah. And demons understand who has authority and who doesn't.
Amen.
That's right.
They do. They certainly do. And then Kevin, Pastor Kevin Vandermeiden is another one of our guest speakers. And he has an extraordinary testimony of being healed of Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, which is 100% fatal, 100%
fatal. Praise God. Yes.
And his wife drug him off to a healing service with Dr. Randy Clark. And Dr. Randy Clark had a word of knowledge. In fact, he had several that were mostly symptomatic. And Kevin's wife just kept bumping him, saying, that's you. And he said, no, that's not me. Mm-hmm. He didn't call out the diagnosis. And so finally he says, after about the 20th one, you know, maybe he's exaggerating, but he said, finally he stood up and received the prayer of healing, but nobody laid hands on him. And God immediately and sovereignly healed him of incurable ALS. It's 100% terminal. Mm-hmm. So we can see through testimony, we can see through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that the Lord is doing something all over the world. The church in China is growing gangbusters, and Iran and Pakistan, India, the Bride of Christ is growing. And we in America, I just think we are stepping into this incredible opportunity to experience the Lord in different ways than we've ever experienced before. So it's time to be shaken a little bit. It's time to be stirred a little bit.
Yes.
And when we question, look, God, is that really you? Then get alone in our closets and close the door and pray to the Lord. Lord, give me wisdom. Show me what you're doing. And he will answer.
Amen.
Amen. I kept hearing, when you first started speaking before, Amy, I heard the word convergence.
Wow.
Convergence, and the definition is the act of converging, of course, especially moving toward union, unity. It's a meeting, and everything you're saying in Karen, manifestation, there's going to be a convergence of the natural and the supernatural.
Amen.
Is what I'm getting. It's like we can't just be in the we have to welcome the supernatural. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a convergence coming where we're going to see that happen. Like you said, we don't have to lay hands. It's going to be by the Spirit, by the mm-hmm. power of God. And we're just going to see that unity coming together of the natural and the supernatural.
Praise Amen. God. Amen. We forget that the supernatural is saran wrap thin. You know, the heavenlies is right here at this table. Mm-hmm. The heavenlies is in our homes. The heavenlies is in the sphere that we walk in, and the Lord has given us authority over the heavenlies. We don't battle flesh and blood. Mm-hmm. We battle principalities and spiritual rulers and darkness.
Amen.
So when believers realize, hey, what's coming up against me, my family, my finances, and you know, as pastors, you know, the fractions in the church and splits in the church, and what we're fighting isn't one another, isn't, you know, especially as believers, it isn't you, me, you know, me offending you, you being offended by mm-hmm. me. It's actually, you know, devices, spirits spiritual. Of darkness. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. we come into that secret place once again and ask the Lord for wisdom and strategy. And believe me, I'm not preaching this, I'm walking it.
That's Amen. Right.
I'm walking it out.
That's key.
Amen. Yeah, so Amen. The unity piece, Deanne, is so crucial, because the Lord is coming for his bride. He's coming for his bride, and he is giving us this glorious opportunity to unify as the bride of Christ, to be spotless without blemish.
Amen.
Means that not only have we consecrated ourselves like the five wise virgins and filled up our reservoirs
yes.
on the intimacy of the Holy Spirit and been able to wait through the night through those reservoirs of Holy Spirit, but also there's this unity in this bride of Christ that the Lord is calling for. And we see that when we unify, in Joel 2, he says, call that sacred assembly, but it's after we've gone and sanctified ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
He
right.
says, call that sacred assembly, because his idea of unity is his creation, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, unity. He wants his bride to emulate that unity, and we see it in Joel. And so then what happens? The Lord responds. He responds to the sanctification. He responds to the fasting, the weeping, the crying, the repentance, and then the unity. And the obedience overshadows all of that. Are we really willing to yield and lay it all down and be obedient? And then we see it in the book of Acts, where the Lord pours his Spirit out in chapter 2. It was the obedience. Jesus said, go and wait in Jerusalem. And wait until the power of
That's right.
Wait until my promise comes. And so they gather in unity and in obedience, and they pray and they wait. Mm-hmm. They've consecrated themselves. Now they're waiting and praying in unity. So there's something really yes. powerful in the unity of the bride of Christ, and it's unity cross-denominational.
Yes.
It's unity. Amen. In spite of our being offended at one another, it's unity in spite of church splitting. We can still unify and say, but this one thing remains, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And he be exalted on high. And when he's exalted, he does the drawing. So that's
Amen.
Our job. Just exalt and wait. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sanctify.
Amen.
Unify.
And that's what we've been doing. We've been praying. And
that's right. Mm-hmm.
Just unifying with each other, you know, in yes. prayer and everything. And, you know, sometimes you feel like you're the only one that's praying
yes.
for revival. You're the only one that's praying for God to move. But then people like yourself come along, and, you know, we're seeing it worked out.
Praise God.
Worked out. And it's just wonderful. And So now you wrote a book. Let me
and thank you for those prayers, because I was really going to take this year off. But the Lord had other plans, so thank you for those sustaining prayers.
Oh gosh, we know.
Yeah,
about
I mean,
that.
Yeah, because you know, we would Deanne and I, you know, for 3 years solid, prayed for. I think what we're going to begin to see right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we were praying it for a specific location, yeah. Sort of,
right?
But we're seeing it happen.
Amen.
Everywhere now, the
Amen.
Beginning of yes. It.
Praise God.
And so your book, Fear Not, Unleash the Conqueror Within, when you wrote your book, what were you, was that from your personal experience?
Yes, it is. Excuse me, in 2015, I had a nervous breakdown. I know that's kind of an old terminology, but it really describes what I walked through for 2.5 years. Was debilitating panic attacks due to a trauma. And in fact, my life was filled with trauma. Little did I know. I thought and we all go through trauma. But what gets buried alive stays alive. And I hadn't dealt with the past trauma, and I got hit with a massive one. Mm. And it took me to my knees and to my face on the floor, and I had multiple panic attacks per day. At that time, I had two young children, toddlers, and they're now teenagers, and so I was really unable to function in a healthy way. I wasn't able to hold even a part-time job. I was really debilitated with cringing fear. And seriously, what is the word? Debilitating panic attacks, multiple per day. And so I was on my face a lot before the Lord, and just crying out for life and for breath. And then at School of Supernatural Healing in Redding, California, it was a Bethel event with Dr. Randy Clark again, and I had this radical encounter with God. And I had 2.5 years of debilitating anxiety and panic attacks. And for 2.5 hours, God radically encountered me on the floor of the Civic Center in Redding, California, where the event was being held. And the Lord was, his presence was so intense, I couldn't move. I was burning. My skin was red. His presence, you know, because our bodies, our physical bodies aren't designed to carry his presence in such a mighty way, you know, face-to-face presence with God. And we get glorified bodies when we go be with him.
That's right.
In glory. But I was encountering God, and my body was responding. And what I didn't realize was that he was healing me, but he was healing me of past trauma, as well as just my immediate symptoms. And he was restoring my mind. Because when we go through extreme anxiety and trauma, our brain gets distorted. We start thinking and processing life in different ways through different neural pathways than God originally designed. And so the Lord was really doing a number on my head. I had a headache for 3 days afterward, and it was incredible. So immediately what I realized when I got home, that the Lord had healed, you know, physically my thyroid, because it had gone... it gone to sleep because of all the trauma. He healed me of all anxiety. I never had another panic attack. Now, where Satan has worked in the past, he'll try to use that again. So he tried to invite me into other panic attacks, and even recently, and so the Lord's given me strategy to overcome that, and that's in the book. And then also just walking out, you know, intense fear, and then surrendering that to the Lord is also in the book. And also the Lord relieved and delivered me from the need to medicate to come out of that, you know, that sense of pain and shame and trauma. He just delivered me and removed that from my life. And now again, there's temptation to fall back into things like that when the chips are down and when things go wrong. And the Lord is always faithful to rescue us and deliver us. So the book is about overcoming fear through recognizing Christ Jesus, who is alive and well for those of us who believe.
Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh. And he lives and dwells in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wow. Danette, do you have anything?
No, as she was talking, it just took me back. Last night I was reading Paul and this whole thorn in the flesh. And it's interesting that it boils down to inner weakness he's made strong. And so, and you know, according to scholars, we know that there's, they said the thorn of the flesh was either a sickness or a disease or something that was physically causing him to be hindered. And then you see that it is also, some of the scholars say it was a form of sin, you know, that struggle with sin. And it's interesting in the King James Version, which I don't have in front of me, and I'm going to probably mess up the word entirely, but it said something about it was Satan, a messenger of Satan, right? Am I correct? Can someone pull it up? A messenger of Satan. And I found that very interesting. I was just sitting in that because as I'm hearing her, I'm like, wow, is this, it's always going to come. But until we resist, you know, until we submit and then resist, if we don't have those strategies to submit and resist the enemy, submit to God and resist the enemy, it would take us out, you know. But it's in that weakness that we know his strength rises up in us to cause us to overcome it, you know, and put it, place it down in our feet. And so I was just thinking about that. But, you know, this morning I was in Ezekiel 47. And so I'm listening to what she's sharing, and I just keep thinking about this healing river, this river of healing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's not going to be by the hands of man, but totally God. Because this picture in 47, when the man, you know, is talking to, well, not the man, but it's considered the man in the voice translation. When he's talking to Ezekiel in 47:6, it says, "Son of man, have you seen anything like this?" And he was describing prior this bubbling water, like how he observed this bubbling water, right, from beneath the temple. And this running water was parallel to the temple's wall, right, south of the altar. But he's talking about this, and he's talking about the measuring line and everything. And but he says in 47:6, he says, "Son of man, have you seen anything like this?" And then my guide brought me back to the river's edge. When we got back there, I looked and saw orchards along both sides of the river. You know, these beautiful trees. And it says, the man said, "The river flows eastward and runs down into the Jordan Valley to place where it flows into the Dead Sea." And there's this conversions. You know, when you said conversions, that's why I said, oh, okay. It says, "The moment it meets the sea, the salty water becomes fresh. Swarms of creatures will flourish wherever this river flows. Schools of fish will swim through currents of fresh water. For wherever this water flows, everything will come alive."
Amen.
And it says, you know, they talk about the fishermen will stand upon the shore, right, and spread out their nets. They will come there because the waters contain many fish of various kinds.
Amen.
Just as the Mediterranean Sea does. However, the swamps and marshes won't become fresh. They will continue to provide salt. All kinds of trees will flourish along both sides of the river. Their leaves, you know, like according to Psalm 1, right? Their leaves won't wither and their fruit won't fail. Every month they will bear a fresh crop of fruit because they are nourished from the water that flows from the temple sanctuary. Their fruit will be food for their food, and their leaves will be for healing."
Amen.
And so I just, you know, I just get this beautiful picture of this river that's going to take place, even possibly in the Hope Fest, you know, like mm-hmm. this river is going to be already flowing as the fish begin to kind of converge into that, you know, where the salt is transformed to the fresh water, and how life is going to flow there. Mm-hmm. You know, every yeah. dead thing is going to come to life. And that's what revival is, right? Is yes. making those dead things come to life. Is making mm-hmm. whatever is dead in us, or if we're walking dead, life, his life is going to meet us, inhabit us, and bring us to life. And so it's just, that's what I just keep seeing, you know? And we're the trees, you know? We're the trees, literally planted by streams of living water. And those leaves will not wither, and we will bear fruit in every season. And so, was there anything significant on March 23rd, like that you chose that date, or it just worked out like that?
That was the date that Mondo Matthews chose, and he usually does it. I think that was that Palm Sunday? It was the day before Palm Sunday, I think.
Mm.
And he chooses that, the kind of that time frame, because it is so holy,
yeah.
I think. So. That's a good question.
Yeah, because I said, yeah, I said there's some significance to March 23rd last year. Yeah. You know, there's March 23rd thing. So,
all right. Well, yeah, let's take a quick break, because if we get talking some more, might forget.
No.
We'll be back in a couple minutes.
And we usually.
Know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
Greetings, family. This is Jonathan McLean, the general manager at WCNO. WCNO Christian Radio at 89.9 is on the air because of our listeners' faithful financial support. March the 31st through April the 11th will be our spring fundraising season. I want to thank each of our partners in advance for your continued support and ask that you please return the pledge forms you receive as soon as possible. If you did not receive a pledge form, you may not be on our mailing list. Please call 772-221-1100 for more information. Uplifting, encouraging, and life-changing, this is your Good News Station, 89.9.
The Lord is pouring His Spirit out all over America, and we're making space for Him to do just that at Hope Fest Florida on April 5th at the Boca Raton High School football field starting at 4 p.m. Join us for a powerful encounter with God. Bring those you know who need salvation, healing, and hope. Prayerfully consider sowing into this event. To find out more and register, go to hopefestflorida.com.
again today. We have Amy Thompson as our guest in the studio. And as a revivalist, she's telling us a lot of great things. And that, you know, we can all be revivalists, and we should be.
Amen.
Because we need to stir up those gifts that are within us.
Right.
You know, as Paul said to Timothy,
stir up those gifts inside of you.
Yeah. Amen.
So even when we think our life is in shambles and we're at the depths of despair and just our life is completely falling apart, and we disqualify ourselves. That's our human tendency. And of course, you know, you can see Satan just, you know, clapping his little hands, because he's delighted when we feel like failures. He's delighted when our families get divided. He's delighted when there's, you know, offense in the church and division and separation. That's his design. You know, God's design is unity. The devil's realm is upside down and opposite of what the Lord wants to do, and and his design is fraction. So when we feel like our lives are not put together, and we feel like we're unworthy or somehow disqualified from stirring up the gifting inside of us, that's the time to stir up the gifting inside of us, which is that faith you know, the Holy Spirit, who is resident inside of us. And we forget, you know, when we receive Christ Jesus, you know, he came to live inside of us through the person of his Holy Spirit. And we didn't get just a junior Holy Spirit. We got the whole package, whether we feel like it or not. Our flesh is carnal. We can't go based on our emotions, but based on the Word of God and the truth that the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, the fullness. Now, there's always more as well, and that's what the Lord is encouraging to stir up. There's more. There's more.
There's always more.
Amen.
And you know, I follow Fresh Start Church from Phoenix, and they've been in revival for 8 years now, 8 years or more. And their whole thing is, you know, their prayer and worship is kind of the main thing that they do, and they make decrees and declarations, whatever, you know, the Lord's leading them. But I just remember Pastor Kim, she and her husband lead the church, that they have once a month, they have a prayer service on Wednesdays. And it's dedicated to prayer, intercessory prayer, maybe for a specific issue. So, you know, they're in Arizona, so they're praying over one of their counties or something. So they're like real focused in prayer. And they, you know, after they're done, and then that following weekend, then they'll have a guest speaker in. And I think the Smiths also are associated with Krista Smith and Sean, right? Yeah.
Right.
So they'll have a guest speaker, but they'll have a Friday night service, a Saturday service, and then Sunday service. And, you know, it's wonderful. And then Kim always says, well, okay, well, we're going to do the same thing next week, too. That, like, over and over, because there's more, and they're it's like, this is great, God moved today, but there's more, so they're in this continual forward movement. And a lot of times maybe we have an experience and then we just kind of rest on it, and then we camp out there for the rest of our lives,
right?
And you know, like you had said, you know, you had that encounter with the Lord, but that propelled you forward. And that you're acting on what the Lord did, because he's got more.
Yeah.
There is more. Right, right. And I thought I was going to die during that encounter. But if you've ever had a panic attack, it does feel like dying. It does feel like death. But it's not that I crave that kind of encounter again, but if he has that for me, I'm super excited, you know, for that as well. But what I crave most of all is that sense of unity with Jesus, that sense of being, you know, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of another they won't follow. So that oneness in him, where no matter what's falling apart around me, I still hear his voice.
That's
and
right.
I don't allow that spirit of fear
Yes.
That Jesus hasn't given me. God says, I've not given you that spirit of fear.
Amen.
I've given you a spirit of power and of love and a strong, balanced mind. Mm-hmm. A strong, balanced mind is able to make decisions and to able to compartmentalize that spirit of fear and put it away from us and say, no, what's truth to me is the Holy Word of God, mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit breathing through the Word of God, and my communion yes. with Christ Jesus. I have the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I can yes. hear from him, and amen. I can understand what he's saying to me, both, you know, in my inner man, but also through his Holy Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said it. We have the mind of Christ. We forget that.
We do.
We have the mind of Christ, which is of faith.
Yes.
You know, it is of faith. Can I read just the last two excerpts from the last page of two words he's given me recently, and I didn't even realize the last line is the same in both words, but you're talking about faith. So fight, he says, fight to enter in, have faith that overcomes from your inner man. You are not led by the thoughts, emotions, or outside circumstances. It is Christ and him crucified. That's it.
Amen.
And he said it. It is finished. The victory is won. The battles are not yours, but the Lord's.
Yes.
Stand strong on the rock, the living word, who is your King and Lord. Victory is imminent. And then a few days later, he was saying, you will see and be amazed at the great awakening and return to my kingdom will and plan. The return, a going back to the original intent.
Wow.
And you were talking about going back to the basics and the foundation, right? He says, going back to the original intent will come forth. A supernatural reordering and realigning is manifesting even now. Don't doubt. Don't relent, which means give up. Don't give up, but stand your ground. Pray and agree with my desires and divine truth. Victory is imminent. He ended the word again with victory is imminent. And what is imminent? It's ready to happen.
Yeah.
It's ready to happen. It will happen.
It will happen.
We can't stop it. It's yeah. already won.
Mm-hmm.
So victory is imminent, but it is absolutely all that you're saying, Amy.
Deanne, I also just want to encourage myself, us, all the listeners too, that this is something that we walk into daily. Paul says, I die daily.
Yep.
I put to death my flesh daily. Mm-hmm. And we often think of that as just like bad habits or bad choices, mm-hmm. but it's also the emotion that is so susceptible to determinants like fear. Mm-hmm. We can either...
Yep, that's right.
And so those emotions, the grief, the sadness, there is a time for grieving, but then there's also a time for walking out, you know, and making that holy transaction, that divine transaction, that Jesus took our griefs and our sorrows, our sadness, mm-hmm. our failures in mm-hmm. his own body on yes. the tree, that yes. we may live toward righteousness through him yes. in Christ Jesus. So Paul says, I die daily. And you know, he wasn't just flogging himself so he would, you know, stop a bad habit. He was putting to death every thought, every fear, every decision, right. every habit that did not come into alignment with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
Amen.
This is an encouragement that though we, you know, may be in bad habits, though we may, you know, have, you know, maybe struggling with like oppression, depression, hopelessness, fear, anxiety, mm-hmm. don't count yourself out of this, because yeah. this is a daily putting on the armor. This mm-hmm. is a daily walk with Jesus.
Yes.
And even Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the Bible, had to subscribe to this as well. You know, putting those things aside. Did he have a thorn in the flesh? He did. In Galatians, it might have been his eyes, because mm-hmm. he told the Galatians, any one of you would have given me your eyes. Maybe he had, you know, some kind of backlash from his, you know, sight. So, you know, whatever that thorn in the flesh was, he put that down.
That's right.
Under the feet of Jesus as an enemy of Jesus as well, and continue to die mm-hmm. daily
Amen.
For the
That's
glory
right.
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, and I just feel like we don't have any excuse. We've got Jesus.
Yes.
We've got the Holy Spirit. So we have no excuse to stay in the place of our flesh, where mm-hmm. that flesh is dominating us. That's where the whole battle is.
It'll rule us.
The devil is not out there. The devil is
dragging on us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dragging on our flesh.
That's
yeah.
right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. So when you crucify the flesh daily, then you weaken the flesh.
That's right.
And your spirit man rises.
Amen.
That's the whole point. Just fill yourself up with the word. Fill yourself up with faith.
Mm-hmm.
And squelch that lion devil.
Yes.
Every day.
Communion
all day
with
long.
Jesus. Yeah. Eating that bread of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drinking the wine. And even receiving communion. You know, the elements. Mm-hmm. The bread.
Mm-hmm.
And the juice or whatever you choose to do for communion. Yeah, that's a holy, powerful time. Jesus died
mm-hmm.
so that we would never be separated from him,
mm-hmm.
from the Lord. That's so powerful. That's mm-hmm. the story never gets mm-hmm. old.
Never.
The mm-hmm. amount that Jesus provided for us. You know, the Bible says he took in our griefs,
mm-hmm. yeah.
our sorrows, our sadness, as well as our sin. He took in every single infirmity. He took in his body, in his heart, every separation. The consequence of sin is a separation from God.
That's right.
Jesus took that in his body again, mm-hmm. so that through the brokenness, through the crushing of his body, mm-hmm. we are forever in communion with the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Forever mm-hmm. in communion. He's always available. Mm-hmm. Wash ourselves in the blood. Wash ourselves in the word again and come back into the unity. And read that Psalms 91 over again.
Mm-hmm.
Abiding in the secret place, mm-hmm. in the closeness,
that's
in
right.
the shadow of the Almighty
mm-hmm.
means that we're never coming out of his presence.
Mm-hmm.
To be abiding, living, dwelling, making this place our home means that despite how badly we hiccup and make mistakes, despite how badly we get wounded, betrayed, rejected, we're always coming back and choosing to remain in that closeness. If there's a shadow that we're abiding in, it means we're very, very close
Amen.
To God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm. I agree.
That's so good.
You know, I just had the, I don't know, I think it was Eddie Murphy. The stuff I think about Eddie Murphy, the comedian, when he was trying to say he didn't want to hear something, so he's like, la 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 la, you know, we need to do that when the enemy is just like harassing us.
Yeah,
just, you know, block your ears, I'm not listening to that.
Yeah,
you know, I belong to Jesus, and turning to him and, you know, surrendering to him and blocking out the
right.
the enemy,
then asking the Lord to really deep dive into those areas in our body, in our thought processes and perception of the world, where trauma and brokenness has really skewed
mm-hmm.
either our bodies. We become physically ill because of injury, trauma.
Yeah.
We can become physically ill because of that.
It's so deep.
It is so deep. We can carry mm-hmm. it in our bodies and in our thought processes. It can even bubble up in our personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want in this season just to come fully before the Lord. And just, I've asked him, Lord, just, this is a crazy idea, but, you know, saltwater taffy, you know, how you can stretch it out, you know, when you're making I've never made taffy, but I've stretched it out. Lord, just stretch me out like that.
Yeah.
And take mm-hmm. out any impurity that is in me, not because of my, also because of my own sin. I've done lots. And do some every day, I'm sure. But the sins of others that have been done against
mm-hmm,
me,
mm-hmm.
take out those impurities, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mm-hmm. choose to surrender mm-hmm. all to you. Surrender it all. And if it makes me ashamed, so be it. If it embarrasses me, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to be transparent and humble before everyone, so be it. You're worth it. And my life is not my own any
yes.
longer. It belongs mm-hmm. to you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
This morning I was reading in 2 Corinthians 10, where Paul talks about, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And we know it's casting down those vain imaginations and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. And it has a little article about the strongholds in my spiritual warfare Bible, but it's talking about those strongholds that the enemy builds up.
Mm.
You know, yes, it's our flesh, but it's our mind, our soul,
mm-hmm.
you know, with those strongholds. And like you said, Amy, anything that doesn't line up with the Word of God, the truth of God, the heart of Abba Father, we have to immediately discern that and take those thoughts captive. But these strongholds are built up because of things we go through.
Yes.
You know, the trauma, the hurt, the pain, the abandonment, rejection, whatever it is that we go through, the enemy comes in, there's like an open door, and we don't realize it, that, and then he taints our thoughts, and then he takes us down that path of destruction.
Yes.
But praise God, we have the truth. When we have the knowledge of it, then we can discern it, we can cast it down, we can take authority over it. And many know my story. When I came out of depression and suicide, the enemy was trying to kill me that way. Like, it's still 25, 30 years later, it still tries to come on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at times during the day, I'll feel like down, heavy, oppressed, or I'll wake up in the morning and just feel like, I don't want to get out of bed. But I recognize it. So
yes,
we have the victory when we know, and it's just like, nope, not today, Satan.
Right.
I resist you in the name of Jesus. I submit to my God. I submit to the word. I submit to your love. And we just keep that constant, constant word coming out of our mouth,
yes,
and the communion with our Lord.
So good. Mm-mm. And I love how in Isaiah 11, you know, the Bible illustrates, you know, how we can pray for an increase of that spirit of wisdom, knowledge, revelational
scripture,
understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord.
Yeah, and Jason Upton has a song that, and some of the lyrics in it are, you know, teach my heart to fear you.
Yes.
To fear your holy name.
Yes.
Because we don't do that on our own.
Right.
He has to give us the ability,
yes,
to fear him and to desire to know him.
Yes.
It's all about him. It's not about us anymore. It's him.
Amen.
And what he wants to do in each one of us. And so, Amy, with your event on April 5th, you know, we just pray that God is going to really show up, you know, in a greater way than you're even expecting, because the word says that,
yes,
that he'll do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think.
Amen.
According to his power that's at work in you.
Yes. It's all his. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
We can do nothing good apart from him.
Exactly.
Yes. Amen.
So but when you, with him, we can do
all things.
We're going to do great exploits.
Amen.
When we do them in accordance with what he wants.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Karen.
So, yeah, we have a couple more minutes. Nanette, any final
Well,
thoughts?
I did register, so guys, register, you know. I register because I want to bring, I have some people in my heart that I would like to bring, and so I pray that they say yes and accept the invitation. And so, I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm.
So, Amy, is it going to be, you'll have some worship groups and then speakers?
Right. So, the way this is going to go, and you can register at hopefestflorida.com. You can register for free. You can register as many people as you like. It's at a football field. So, bring your whole tribe. So,
and it's free.
And it's totally free.
I went online. I had no idea. And so, I'm getting my you know, CC ready, and it's free. I said,
totally.
Wow. Yes. I said, that's
Amen.
God.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So what we're going to have is a festival environment. We've got Christian recording artists who are going to come and bring a festival, you know, exciting, joyful feel on the field. And we're going to share testimony. And also, if you would like to partner with us, we encourage you to do so. You can do that also on our website, hopefestflorida.com, and share the impact that you're having in your sphere of influence, whether you be a business or a ministry. We invite you to partner with us. And so we're going to be highlighting partners and sharing testimony. And then about halfway through the event, we're going to transition into worship. And that's when we're really going to see. The Lord was already there last year before the event started.
Mm-hmm.
Healing was already happening before the event. Deliverance is already happening before the event started.
Yes.
It's going to be the same this year. But during that worship, that's when we really are going to encounter the Lord's presence. So if you need to be fueled up, filled up, a fresh wash of the Lord's presence, come and join us Jesus will be there. Reverend Sean Smith is going to speak, and many lives are going to come to Christ Jesus and be rededicated to Jesus. There's going to be ministry time. Kevin Vandermeiden is going to speak. So if you need an impartation, one of the pastors that attended last year was so radically encountered by God. Like, he came up off the ground with such greater power and influence in his ministry, and even a woman who died during one of his services was brought back to life. She's still worshiping the Lord today. So true resurrection story there today. So,
and I'm sure you won't turn anyone away. So
not a single one.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
All are welcome.
All right. Well, that's it for today. Thank you, Amy, for visiting.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Hope to
see you. It's
a pleasure and a delight.
All right. God bless.
God
bless. We'll see you in 2 weeks, three
Amen.
Weeks. Join me again.